following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Stick, and this is the Bam Dunk Podcast, where we'll recap the latest news across the sport. Welcome back to the Bam Dunk. Today is Monday, the 16th of March, and we're talking about NFL free agency fireworks, six major names, six major moves, and what they mean to the league. Then we're going to dive into the World Baseball Classic, where Team USA just punched their ticket to the championship after a massive win over the Dominican Republic. And finally, we're breaking down the 2026 March Madness bracket, the odds, the analytics, and the upset picks that could blow your bracket to pieces. Buckle up. This is a big one. Free agency came in hot this year. Big names, big money, and big statements from teams trying to reshape their identity. And today we're breaking down six of the biggest moves that shook the league. Let's start in Kansas City, where the Chiefs made one of the most dangerous moves of the offseason. Kenneth Walker III signs a three-year, $45 million deal, and this is the most explosive running back Patrick Mahomes has had since early Kareem Hunt. Walker brings elite burst, elite cutability, and the kind of home run speed that forces defenses to stay honest. And here's the key. The Chiefs didn't just add a running back. They added a playmaker, someone who can turn a checkdown into a 40-yard gain. At $15 million per year, this is a statement. Kansas City wants balance, and they want to keep defensive guessing. Next up, the Ravens. And Baltimore didn't just dip into the pass rush market. They dove headfirst. Trey Hendrickson signs a four-year, $112 million deal, instantly becoming the centerpiece of the defense. After the Max Crosby trade fell through with the Raiders, Trey Hendrickson becomes a star on this defensive line that the Ravens have been lacking. He brings a physical and aggressive dominance built to win in January. Now let's talk about the shocker free agency. Malik Willis signs a three-year, $67 million deal with the Miami Dolphins. Miami is moving on from Tua and betting on big upside. Willis fits perfectly into a motion-heavy, speed-driven offense. His mobility adds a new dimension, and his accuracy continues to improve. This could be one of the most forward-looking gambles of the offseason. High risk, high reward, and Miami is all in. Jalen Phillips signs a four-year, $120 million deal with the Carolina Panthers. Carolina finally brings back this defensive presence that they have been lacking since trading Brian Burns. Jalen Phillips will show some elite dominance and presence as Carolina reestablishes their defense and what they want to do defensively. Mike Evans to the 49ers is one of those moves that just makes sense. Brock Purdy gets a big body red zone monster, and Kyle Shanahan gets one of the most reliable receivers of the last decade. 10 straight 1,000-yard seasons. That's not luck. That's greatness. Evan gives the Niners a true possession receiver who can win on third down, win in the red zone, and win contested catch situations. And finally, Kyler Murray. After being released by Arizona, Murray signs a one-year prove-it deal with the Minnesota Vikings. This is a fresh start, a clean slate, and a chance to rebuild his value. Minnesota gets a dynamic, dual-threat quarterback, and Murray gets a roster full of weapons. If he clicks early, this could be one of the steals of the offseason. So that's the rundown. Six major moves, six major storylines, and a whole lot of money flying around. The NFL never sleeps, and neither do the teams trying to catch up with the Seahawks. But now, we're shifting gears because the World Baseball Classic just delivered a heavyweight showdown. Alright, we're headed to Miami because the 2026 World Baseball Classic has delivered absolute fireworks. We've had blowouts, comebacks, controversies, and now we're down to the final two. Team USA versus Venezuela. And if you've been watching this tournament, you know this championship matchup feels like destiny. Let's start with Team USA, because their path to the final wasn't just impressive, it was dramatic. USA opened with a gritty 5-3 win over Canada. Not a blowout, not a highlight reel win, but a game that showed exactly who this team is. Patient, disciplined, and built for late-inning executions. Canada came out swinging, but the U.S. bullpen slammed the door shut. That win set the tone. This team does not panic. This is the one that everyone's talking about. The semifinal showdown against the Dominican Republic. A lineup stacked with all-stars, MVPs, and power bats everywhere. And the United States walked into Miami and beat them 2-1 in a thriller. This was a defensive masterpiece. Pitching was elite. The bullpen was great. And the offense did just enough. Timely hitting, smart base running, and zero fear in the biggest moments. When Bobby Witt Jr., Bryce Durang, Gunnar Henderson, and Bryce Harper celebrated that final out, you could feel this momentum shift. That was the moment that USA went to the finals. Now, let's talk about Venezuela, because this team has been a machine. They took down Japan, one of the most disciplined, fundamentally sound teams in the world, with an 8-5 win that turned heads. Venezuela's offense was relentless. They hit for power, they hit for contact, and they forced Japan into mistakes. That win told the world, this team is not just good, they're dangerous. Then came the semifinal game against Italy. Down 2-1 in the 7th inning, Venezuela delivered 4 consecutive 2-out singles to flip the game into a 4-2 victory. That's championship DNA. That's resilience. That's a team that refuses to go home. So now we've got the final everyone wanted, but nobody predicted. USA versus Venezuela, Tuesday night in Miami. This is a clash of styles. USA's strength at the plate, elite bullpen, big momentum, confidence, and veteran leadership will face off against Venezuela's contact hitting, disciplined at bats, clutch hitting late, and a bullpen that doesn't blink. This game is going to come down to pace. If the U.S. jumps ahead early, they can force Venezuela into uncomfortable swings. But as Venezuela controls the tempo, strings together long at-bats, and keeps the games close into the 7th, watch out. Two teams, two different paths, one championship. USA versus Venezuela, Tuesday night in Miami. If the semifinals were any indication, this final is going to be electric. Alright, let's talk brackets, because the 2026 NCAA tournament is officially here, and this year's field is loaded with chaos. We've got our 4 number one seeds who all believe they're the best team in the country: Duke, Michigan, Arizona, and Florida. But here's the truth. This is one of the most balanced brackets we've seen in years. No dominant super team, no undefeated giant, just a whole lot of really good basketball teams, and a whole lot of upset potential. Every year, the teams that advance have one thing in common: elite guard play. They control the pace, limit turnovers, and win late game possessions. So when you're filling out brackets, don't look at the seeds, look at the backcourts. Some upsets that I'm predicting this tournament are number 11 USF over number 6 Louisville. University of Southern Florida has a top 40 defense, forces turnovers consistently, shoots nearly 37% from the 3, and plays at pace with confidence. Louisville is inconsistent at the guard position. If University of Southern Florida hits some early 3s, this game may flip fast. My next upset pick is number 13 Troy over number 4 Nebraska. Troy is a classic bracket buster. Elite rebounding, slow physical tempo, and top 50 on the offensive rebounding rate. Nebraska struggles against teams that dominate the glass. If Troy controls possessions, they can absolutely steal this game. My third upset pick is number 14 Penn over number 3 Illinois. This is a sneaky upset. Penn runs a Princeton-style offense. Low turnovers, high efficiency cutting, smart spacing, and shoots very well from deep. Illinois hates playing slow and methodical teams. If Penn drags this game into the mud, Illinois may be in trouble. Every year, there's a region where everything goes sideways. This year is the East. You've got big names like Duke, St. John's, Kansas, Michigan State, and UConn. That is a gauntlet. Any one of those five teams can come out of the East and go win the championship. Some bracket strategy. Pick one 11 over 6 upset. Historically, this hits 37% of the time. Next, if you're looking at a 13 and 4 upset, this is where the chaos sweet spot begins. And lastly, a 14 over 3 upset could very possibly happen. But if you pick it, only pick one. Don't overthink your one seeds. At least two will make the Elite Eight. And guard play is everything. This bracket is loaded. It's balanced. It's unpredictable. And it's going to be an absolute chaos. Fill out your brackets. Trust your gut. And get ready for March Madness. All right. And before that's wrap up today's show,
we've got to talk about the performance that broke the internet, shattered the box score, and sent the NBA Twitter into a full-blown meltdown. Because Bam Adebayo, yes, Bam Adebayo just dropped 83 points in a single game. 83. This wasn't a heat check. This wasn't a fluke. This was a full-on takeover. From the opening tip, Bam looked different. Aggressive, confident, hunting mismatches like a guard, finishing like a center, and hitting mid-range jumpers like he was channeling prime KG. He scored 22 in the first quarter, and everyone thought, oh, hey, Bam's cooking. Then he scored 25 in the second, and suddenly the arena realized something special was happening. By halftime, 47 points. And he wasn't even forcing shots. He was just unstoppable. Miami kept feeding him, and why wouldn't they? Bam went full supernova. Face-ups, spin moves, elbow jumpers, putbacks, transition dunks, and ones. He dropped 23 more in the third. And the building turned into a playoff atmosphere. Every touch felt like history. By the time the fourth quarter hit, the entire arena was on Bam watch. Every possession was a standing ovation waiting to happen. Miami cleared out, the defense collapsed, and Bam just kept scoring. He hit 83 with a minute left, the second highest scoring game in NBA history. And he finally pulled him with a roaring ovation. This wasn't just a big game. It was a career-defining moment. Bam has always been a glue guy, the defender, the connector, the guy who does everything, except chase stats. But this was a superstar performance. This was a put-my-name-in-the-history-books performance. This was the night Bam Adebayo became a legend. So shout-out to Bam, 83 points, a night for the ages, and a reminder that in the NBA, anybody can drop a masterpiece when the stars align. What a way to end the weekend.
NFL free agency fireworks, USA and Venezuela battling for World Baseball Classic glory, and a March Madness bracket begging for chaos. Fill out your brackets, trust your gut, and enjoy the madness. I'm DJ Stick. I'll catch you on the next episode.